Hey, Dick. It's Ann. How are you?
Hi, Ann. I'm tolerable.
Oh. Well, I've always thought so. You know, in sufficiently small doses.
Thank you.
But aren't we all?
You guys on the East Coast are definitely sharper at this time of day.
Well, it's, you know, it's lunchtime. We're getting hungry and mean because the morning cup of coffee and donut have worn off.
I'm still under the influence of the morning donut.
Ah.
The coffee doesn't kick in until after lunch.
The first place I worked on Thursday, we used to call it Hardball Day because one of the guys had organized to bring in like a gross of donuts and sell them for 25 cents a piece for the coffee club.
Hmm.
So the guys in the office would go down and pound down 3 cups of coffee and half a dozen donuts a piece. And so that made for a very jolly 8 to 9:30 time frame. But about 11 o'clock in the morning, they would come down off that sugar high, and they would hit that trough. And if you walked into the office, you got just basically, you'd walk into the office and say, you know, Bob, I'm having a problem with your program. And Bob would go, so what? How is that my problem?
Well, that's coming off the sugar high, but also ending up in the caffeine pit.
Yep. Uh-huh. So we used to call it Hardball Day.
Yeah. No, I just sort of doze off between 10:30 and noon.
Sounds like an excellent plan.
And since nobody can get in here without a key, there are no...
Hey, Lyle.
Hey. Ann, did I hear your voice as well?
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Something in my house is beeping. I must explore this.
Be careful.
Yeah. It was an odd-sounding beep.
If you see numbers flashing down and it's 5-3... Head for the door.
Oh, it's my phone trying to remind me to call into the telecom.
It's nice to know the neurons.
Hey, Betty. Who joined us before Betty?
Mitch.
Mitch, okay. Who's with you, Susie?
Nobody.
Okay.
Bodies may be small, but they're numerous.
We'll get you when you're not looking for, like, plankton.
Sort of creeping through the toes and infecting the webbing.
Mm-hmm. Yep. We will infiltrate your circulatory system and clog your arteries.
I was Spain.
I'm sorry, I guess I didn't understand that. Because of
Spain.
Oh, Spain? It was okay, I guess.
Cheap.
It was an in-and-out trip, but it was not like I had time to hang around and do anything. At Pâté de Foie Gras for probably... Went to dinner the last night with Mike and his wife and someone whose name I ought to remember, but sadly I can't, and had a really nice breast of duck, but it had a little truffle of pâté de foie gras rolled in like pistachios.
Maybe if you don't eat too much of it, it doesn't clog your arteries.
This was smaller than a ping pong ball. It was a very small serving.
Okay, so I have Lyle, Susie, Boris, Mitch, Ann, Carol, Lori, Dick, Ron, Betty, E, and Richard.
Oh, Richard's on? Okay. I missed that one.
Anybody else I missed? Cool.
Odd. Oh, by the way, do we have anyone from imaging, or are we missing them? Have we got all the other nodes?
Anybody who's not here, speak up.
I think imaging is the only one we're missing completely. Okay. 11:18. Dick, why don't you briefly summarize what we got?
Okay. The original idea was to put the ICD into some documents. We decided it was better to take the ICD out because nobody knows what an ICD is. We've gone through several iterations. The last one was simply changing the archive description document to archive description documentation. Along the way, I came up with some typo. See, he wasn't here after all. Anyway, there's a separate ICD, 1137, which covers the typos, although there have been some typo corrections in 1118. So anyway, that's where it is. The PAG has been updated several times. The APG has been updated several times. They're all posted on the website along with the SCR, and my recommendation is to approve the whole package and the typos and send them off to Management Council, which legitimately needs to approve the document changes.
Do you want us to approve typographical errors?
Well, some of them are actually errors put in by Rita and Mike and Mitch during the last revision of the APG. I was rather appalled when I saw what was there, but I must have voted for it. Lori picked most of those up, so it's her boss that will be providing the second round of feedback.
One additional typo you missed, the APG, actually this wasn't a typo, you didn't update the date, the year part of the date on the APG. You still got 2006.
Oh, right on the cover page. Yeah, we can fix that.
The one concern I had, Dick, was that there was no mention of any changes to the standards reference to reflect the documentation to be included. I don't even think we list CISs in there. And I was wondering if we want to add some reference in Chapter 19 or elsewhere to some potential naming conventions for these files. I think Todd made a similar comment on the blog. For any of these documents in whatever form they might be.
We could do that, but my feeling was I think the ICD isn't mentioned. So if we're going to change the standards reference, we kind of have to go through this generalization routine. And I was tempted to just leave it where it is and pick that up when we upgrade to PDS-4 if it comes to that.
Now I'm wondering, when it comes to some of these SCRs now, we kind of recognize that maybe, I think the one that Elizabeth sent out in which there was reference to something archive quality data products, and I think Dick and I both raised the question, what is that? Is that something, it's something not defined, and I thought we were kind of having the decision that, well, it already exists, so we're not going to really attempt to change it at this point. In terms of the
okay, that
the
was
wording.
in a description in a keyword in the dictionary.
Right.
Not our documentation.
Right, but I'm kind of relating this to, like, Dick's comments that, well, there's typos in this document and there's a few other things. We kind of recognize they were pre-existing and we're not attempting to change them now because that's a level of effort that's sort of beyond what we're trying to do in PDS-3. Am I reading this correctly and overall in terms of our
the
sort
one
of approach?
Reason I might argue that this is different is somebody will need to consult the standards reference in order to put together an archive, and one of the chapters that is frequently used for that purpose is Chapter 19. It provides guidelines on how to name required files.
And nobody reads the dictionary.
Well, no. It's not that. But the image map projection object is not used all that frequently. It's used on specific data sets, and the people using it tend to know what they're doing. You're basically defining, it's simply in the description field for an object that the USGS folks know perfectly well how to use. I don't think it affects, it doesn't impact how people do their archiving. So that would be my argument.
Yeah, and I guess, typos in a document that you widely circulate kind of, diminish your professional image.
Again, but I think I'm going beyond just typos right now. I'm talking about specifically we are not providing currently guidelines in the volume organization and naming chapter on how to name ICDs, CISs, whatever these documents are. Yay, never got images.
Oh, okay. I guess I kind of missed that. Go ahead.
If I were going to modify Chapter 19, I think I would just say something very general to the effect that adequate documentation is needed and some projects call these CISs, some call them ICDs, and leave it at that. So my guess is it wouldn't be a lot different from what we have now, except that the heavier reliance on CISs would be de-emphasized. I'm not sure that's worth dealing with right now, but if you want to wait 2 weeks, I can take a cut at it. This SCR was intended to be fairly simple when we started, and now we've got an SCR, two documents, and if we want to change the standards reference, there's just that much more overhead going with it.
For simplicity's sake and for the sake of moving forward, I would be willing to go ahead and vote on the APG and the PEG, with the caveat that I think we do need to at least consider updating Chapter 19 and I thought there was one other chapter. 8 and possibly 10. So 8, yeah, probably more like 10 and 19 in the standards reference to reflect the new usage in the APG and PEG.
So we recognize those as liens that would kind of go along with this SCR?
The reason I'm hesitant to make them liens as opposed to a separate SCR is that leaves the onus on me to arbitrarily make a decision when I implement the SCR. Now, if you guys want to do it that way, that's fine, and I can go ahead and just make the modifications that I think are necessary when I come out with 3.8 of the standards reference rather than going through a formal approval process. That's up to you guys.
I'm more inclined to say we should have some review of the text before.
That would be my gut reaction, but you know, I'll go with it either way.
I hate to throw out all our sort of procedures for...
No, I agree. You're not getting any argument from me. I just thought I was hearing that people didn't want to deal with it. Okay, then rather than making it a lien against this SCR, let's have it as a new SCR to update the standards reference to reflect the updates to the PEG and the APG. And then go ahead and vote on... Chris, where are you? There. Okay, Chris, we're discussing the PEG and the APG updates that Dick and his group have been working on 3-1118.
1118, thank you.
The one lien we do have is changing the date on the APG to 2008 rather than 2006. Okay, and then what we said is we're going to have... Oh, for crying out loud, I keep losing my connection here. Okay, new SCR to update standards reference to bring it into...
Logically, we should be having the PEG and the APG following the standards reference.
True, but that's not the way it happened.
Yeah.
Okay, so other than that, unless there's any further comments that people want to make, we could move for a vote. And anybody else want to weigh in on this? Okay, then what we are doing is we're going to do two rounds of voting. The first, or actually, if you want, you can just specify when you vote, whether you believe this should go to the MC or not. I believe, Dick, you have recommended that it should go to the MC since the documents are theirs to start with.
Well, if you don't recommend that, I will speak up in the MC and say they should vote on it.
Okay.
So it'll happen one way or another.
Okay. Okay.
But go ahead and do your thing.
All right.
Elizabeth?
Yes.
I'm sorry to interrupt. Since I came on late, before you make the rounds, are there other imaging people on?
Patty joined also a little bit late.
Okay, thank you.
Patty, are you feeling comfortable with voting on this?
No, not quite. I came in a little too late, Elizabeth. Sorry.
Okay. Did either of you get a chance to read the document?
I did not.
Chris?
No, not yet.
Well, they can vote no or abstain.
Yeah. Okay. I'm inclined to still go ahead. If it ends up being a tie, well, then we'll have to get an imaging to weigh in later. Atmospheres.
Approve, MC.
Okay. Geo?
Approve, MC.
Okay, imaging.
Abstain
for now.
Abstain, okay. NAIF?
Approve, MC.
PPI?
I'm going to approve, MC. I didn't get a chance to read the whole document, so
Okay.
It's a hesitant approve, but I trust Dick. So.
Okay. Ring.
Approve, MC.
Radio sciences?
Same.
Small bodies?
Same.
And engineering. Ron, you got any objections? I'm ready to approve.
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay. Approve, MC. Okay. So the actions, we get the one date fixed, and then I'll go ahead and get that forwarded to the MC for their approval, and then I will also file a new SDR.
Why don't you guys take care of changing the date since we had all that formatting problem?
You really want us to do it? I'm more actually, Ron, would you be up
Ron,
for that?
Ron should do it.
Yeah, since Ron was able to finally get the document formatted. Is that okay, Ron?
Sure.
Okay, thanks. That was just on the front page of the APG, I believe, was the one mistake.
You might check both of them because my copy still shows
2006
on the...
as well?
No, actually, what it shows actually is January 3rd, 2007, so...
Oh, okay.
I may not have the current version. He should check both.
Okay.
Just make sure we got the right dates.
Okay. Ron, if you could do that and then forward the documents to me so I can pass them on to the MC, that would be great. Okay. And then, okay, the next SCR, moving on to 3-1126. Todd, you're the lead on this one?
Yeah. We pulled that back into the working group, and we're still working it. There's another round of edits that are going on right now, so... you know, it's not ready for any more discussion, I guess, in the general tech group.
Okay.
Same with 1127 for the next one.
Okay.
They're kind of being worked by the same people.
Gotcha.
But in different working groups, you know.
Yeah.
But it's really the same people.
Okay.
Another one of these where you thought it was going to be an easy no-brainer SCR and turns into a three-week PDS discussion, I think we call it.
3 weeks is actually short on our time scale.
Fast track.
All right, next one is 3-1130, which is updating the line and sample display direction keywords. This was an issue where both of these keywords have a default value, although the default value wasn't actually specified in the data dictionary in the appropriate field. And then they have four optional values. And the problem is that if a non-default value is used for one of the keywords, if software assumes the default value for the other, you can introduce a conflict. So we had decided several months ago to move ahead and clarify the description fields on these keywords to make it clear that when one keyword is present, the other keyword has to also be present and have a non-conflicting value. Right now, we're just going to leave this as a text change that has to be enforced by data engineers. In the future, we're hoping that with enhanced capabilities in the PSDD, we can actually encode these rules in the structure of the PSDD. So the SCR has been distributed. I was hoping to actually have a vote on this. Any objections to going ahead with a vote or any comments or anything like that?
I didn't. Oh, I see. Yeah. Sorry, I didn't realize it was coming up for a vote. This isn't one I don't know anything about.
It's actually a very nice solution, at least in the interim. All it does is put in a comment in the data dictionary description that says if you include one, then you have to include the other, and it has to be orthogonal?
Well, it has to be orthogonal, and if it's non-default values, then you pretty much have to provide both. Yeah.
And it's nice and simple. Plus, it puts the value for the defaults in the data dictionary, which is useful. It's not what I would like as a long-term solution, but it's something that I think can live with. And at least gets it out where people can see it.
I think I'll just abstain unless you need one more vote to pass.
Okay. Is everyone else prepared to vote? Do we have enough people that are familiar with this?
I'm curious. What is available value type equals L?
That has to do with the standard values, whether or not they are explicit values or sample values. L says that they are the real, the literal values. Yeah, I don't even know if the field is used, but I just figured I'd fix it.
Never seen it before.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, so are we ready to move ahead on a vote here then?
Is it true that this is never referenced anywhere in the standards reference?
No
line display direction sample, display direction sample that might be affected?
Well, let me do a real quick search on it, see if I can find anything.
Like in an example or anything
right,
like
yeah,
that?
Right, yeah, exactly. That's where it would be, or in an appendix, but it would appear as an example.
Search window. There we go. Okay, so sample. Display. Search the current PDF document.
Yeah.
Okay, this may take a minute, given that it's a fairly big document.
6A.
6A? You said chapter 6A?
No, appendix A.
Yeah.
Yeah, has four entries. The first one is on page 247 of the document, under image, section A20.
I'm sorry. Unfortunately, I started the search, and my computer's not responding. Hang on. Just a sec. There we go. Okay.
So is it a problematic mention, or it just happens to be there?
By default, image objects should be displayed so that the lines are drawn from left to right and top to bottom. Other organizations can be indicated by using the line display direction and sample display direction keywords. And then figure A2 illustrates. And the next time it shows up is in a table in section A.25.4.8, optional keywords. And there we're probably going to have to put in a comment.
Okay.
So
we do need some updates here then. Okay, well then maybe we should put off a vote until 2 weeks from now.
I'm happy with an email vote if you can just...
That's
yeah.
fine. Okay. Okay. I will go through then. I will find all the places it's mentioned and make sure we have the appropriate comments on the proper usage in the standards reference.
Okay.
Okay, so we'll withdraw that from voting for now.
By the way, Elizabeth, the easy search was underscore display.
Okay, great. Thank you. Appreciate that. All right, so let me write this down then. Need to make updates to SR before ready for vote. All right, sounds good. Okay, next one. 3-1135, this is the PDFA group. Lyle, I thought you was the lead on that.
Well, Todd's really been doing most of the work on this. He's done an initial assessment of PDFA as a replacement and written up a document, so I will let Todd address it.
Well, the kind of the approach on this was a little different than I think most SCRs. What we wanted to do is do an assessment and provide that assessment to the full tech group, and then let the full tech group decide whether or not we should even go ahead with an SCR.
Okay.
So it may result in a rejection vote, or it may result in forming a working group to write the SCR. I think we're kind of, as a working group, kind of happy with the assessment, but not everybody in the working group had a chance to do some of the testing we wanted to do as part of the assessment. So it's probably really close to being done, but I think we just have to touch base one more time.
Sounds great. Okay, good. Thank you. Okay, 3-1136, add new keywords, azimuth resolution and range resolution. This SCR was put forward by Susie, who has since requested that we reject it. Susie, do you want to say anything?
That about sums it up. I guess I'm just a little surprised that we have to vote on a rejection.
Yep.
That's okay if you say so.
No, this is the standards process says so.
Right, but, well, I'm not going to get into it.
I wanted a withdrawal. I argued for it. I was told no, so
that's
we're
okay.
Going through the formal process.
Right.
Whatever.
Right.
All right.
In about 5 years, you guys will get used to this.
Yeah, but then we're going to change all the rules.
I'll be arguing for it. All righty. Okay. Anybody have any comments before we vote? All right. Atmospheres. Geo?
Reject.
Imaging?
Reject.
NAIF?
Reject.
PPI?
Reject. With a little bow on top.
All right. Rings?
Reject.
Okay, radio sciences.
Reject.
Small bodies.
Reject.
And engineering, reject. Okay, SCR 1137, correct typos and similar errors in the APG and PAG. Dick, you're the lead on that.
Right.
I wouldn't be surprised if you guys haven't really had a chance to start doing much.
Okay, this actually is a working group of one, so if you want to complain, just join the working group.
Oh, okay. I had listed the same working group that you had for the APG SCR. Is that not correct?
I just printed out the version that I thought I had submitted, and it just has me.
You submitted one?
I think so, yeah.
Oh, of course, 1137, that's right. Hang on, let me...
1137 has listed a working group.
Yeah.
It's more than just...
Oh, well.
I've got Lori, Ron, Todd, and...
Oh, okay.
You may not have submitted them. I may have added them afterwards, but whichever...
Yeah, it doesn't matter that much. Most of them really are typos.
Actually, no, you did put in the comments, same as 3-1118 plus Lori.
Okay.
Yeah.
Then the version I have is a document,
okay.
Word document, rather than the version that's actually in the system. Anyway, there are about 8 corrections in the APG and about 5 in the PAG. Most of them are things like hyphens that shouldn't be there, cases that are uppercase where you should have lowercase, or vice versa. There's one place where offset is included as an example, but scaling factor is not. I think this is an example of an image product, and I just thought, rather than confuse people, that since offset and scaling factor usually go together, we should have both of them in there. The one thing that might be controversial is 7 keywords that were added to an example in what's called figure 3.2.1.2.C. The keywords are mean, standard deviation, minimum, maximum, pixel saturation value, saturated pixels, pixel geometry, correction flag. None of those are either required or optional keywords for an image product, and yet they appear in the example. This was put in during the last round of revisions by Mike Ahern, Rita Beebe, and Mitch, and I think having those keywords in there where they're neither required nor optional is just asking for trouble. So I would recommend taking them back out again, but I'm going to guess that the others will object to that.
This is in the APG or the PAG?
This is in the APG.
Okay.
Yeah, I think you'll have to talk that over with Mike. I'm sure it was Mike that put that in. My responsibility was to do the table of contents.
Okay. Well, I know Mike had some very strong feelings on this, and Rita worked with him, and it all just sort of happened. There's also an example in figure in section 3.2.2, which I suspect they also changed. And I think what happened was I had put in an asteroid flyby comet rendezvous example, and they changed it to a MER example, but there's some surrounding text which still talks about the AFCR. So the example is no longer consistent with the text that leads into it and then leaves with it. So that's just a dumb mistake as far as I'm concerned. So I think that one should be corrected. The only one that might cause debate in the PAG is a paragraph which was rewritten, but it's now just a mumbo-jumbo about a memoranda of understanding, and I just tried to make the sentence so that it wouldn't tear your mouth apart before you got to the end of it.
Okay.
So that's kind of the summary of all the mistakes.
Okay, sounds good. Okay, so do you want to just do what you did with the last one, basically come up with the updated documents, and then we'll take a look at it, or did you want to do something before then?
I would just vote on this. My recommendation was that this go with 1118.
so that the management console doesn't have to look at the PEG and the APG twice.
Oh, okay, I'm sorry. Do the currently updated documents already have these changes?
No, I don't think so. There were some typos that were corrected in 1118, and those are in the revised documents. I don't believe this set is.
Do you want me to hold off on 1118 before submitting to MC until we've done this one, so that, as you say, we can get them bundled together for the MC?
No, my feeling was they could look at the document, see where the problems were, and if they want to make the changes, we can make the changes afterward.
When we give the document to the MC, are we going to have a markup version of it?
That's the only version we have at the moment.
And once they approve it, then a version with the markup accepted is then generated? Is that the idea?
That was my idea. So the 1137 additions would be put in after.
Okay.
Yeah,
no, I've got no problem with that. I guess I'm a little confused. So we're going to go ahead with 1118 and have them vote on that. Then we're going to do the changes in 1137, right?
No, what I think Dick's saying is he wants to hand them at the same time say, there are more problems in those two documents we're asking you to approve, but you put them in, so we want you to tell us that we can fix them.
Yeah.
Okay, so you simply want to provide them the list of changes.
Right.
And
they can pick and choose from this list. If they don't want to take out all those non-required, non-optional keywords, they can simply disapprove that change. What they'll give us back is a list of corrections that they're okay with, then we update the document. Doesn't require any more votes.
I understand that in general I'm okay with that, although I see this inconsistent example being a bit of a problem.
Mm-hmm. And the mumbo-jumbo paragraph that Dick referenced in terms of memorandums and things.
Yeah.
But what we're actually asking them for is a lien on their approval, because we want guidance on how to fix the problems they put in it.
Yeah, the problem is the management council made the mistakes, and now the tech group has discovered them and is recommending that they be fixed. I suppose what we could do is, well, that just ends up, we end up with three or four different versions of the PEG and the APG floating around. What we could do is give them a clean copy of the PEG and a clean copy of the APG, assuming that they agree to 1118, and then we edit that to show what the changes would be if we adopted 1137. But you also probably need a clean copy that shows what the PEG and the APG look like if they don't accept 1118, but do accept some of these typos. It gets to be kind of logistically complicated. That's why I suggested just giving them this three-page SCR and letting them figure out whether they wanted to look at it in more depth.
I'm very inclined to say we should fix the typos, but the ones that alter the content maybe could be handled separately. But do we really need MC approval to fix typos?
Well, they approved the documents in the first place.
I don't think that would be a problem as long as we tell them we fixed them. But I'm wondering if we could get away with actually talking to Mike and asking what was the point behind that example and see if we can make that point without having to do something as flagrant as he's done and propose that basically to Mike as the initial author and then put in an alternative and hand it to the management council and say we're proposing shifting this to make it more in line with the standards.
As I recall, what he was arguing was he wanted examples that were more realistic. And unfortunately, he made them more realistic by adding a whole bunch of keywords that really aren't appropriate. I don't disagree that people may use them, but it's not good to have them in our documents.
Yeah, I agree.
Well, we could take the genuine typos and just add them into 1118.
Basically as liens or whatever against it. I mean, go ahead and fix them, essentially.
And I would include the bit where we left a bit of rubbish from a previous example. as a typo. The bad example is an intent, but the rest of it is not intentional.
Right, like editorial,
yeah,
you know, mishaps.
Incomplete or inadequate editing.
Right.
And I think we could reasonably fix all of that before, as part of 111A.
I agree with that approach.
Okay, so what is the plan here then? We're going to make the editorial and typographical fixes to the 1118 document before handing that off to the MC. What are we going to do then with the extra keywords and the mumbo-jumbo paragraph?
Those are content changes, and
okay.
That would be in 1137.
I understand that. What is the timeline here? Are we handing Dick's list of things to the MC simultaneously with 1118, or are we doing them one first? Get them to approve 1118 first and then come back and revisit 1137? What are we doing?
No, I don't want to do it in two stages. I want the MC to get the whole package.
I would recommend doing the markup in different colors for the different SCRs.
No.
You're asking me to do something that I don't know how to do.
Oh, okay. In Word, it's kind of easy. You set the color.
Not with this particular Word document. There's something bizarrely wrong with this particular document.
When these went to Mike and Rita, they got changed in very fundamental ways.
Yes. You cannot open the document without changing it. It is truly bizarre.
When is the next Management Council telecon?
Oh, it's almost a month away.
No.
We could certainly do this in the next 2 weeks.
Okay, if we hand them Dick's list of proposed changes or of problems and get their feedback, at the same time that they're reviewing 1118, could we then avoid having them have to review the documents twice by when we vote on 1137, potentially just doing the notify the MC but not requiring them to vote on it? And then if they've got concerns, they obviously can vote on it. But
I think so, Elizabeth. I don't think we need to give them Dick's full list from 1137. We've all said that we're comfortable having him add the typos to 1118 and just leave the two substantive issues.
Okay, so essentially what we're doing is we're kind of making the MC members of the working group on 1137.
What we're going to say to them is we've cleaned up most of the PAG and the APG. There are two substantive issues. This is what they say. This is what we propose as a change. If you accept the change, then we want you to approve the current documents with liens, which are apply the changes from 1137.
Okay.
That way they're only looking at one set of documents. They've got it all in their hands, and they know why we're handing them a piece of an SCR instead of a completed document.
All right. I think we can do that. Okay.
Wow. I got to say, I kind of like Mitch's earlier suggestion is that we consult with those that we know, you know, had some vested interest in those sections and not really trouble the entire MC. You know, go to Mike and say, you know, I know this was a section that you had a lot of involvement in. We'd like to review it with you and understand how we need to change it. Rather than make it an agenda item on the MC, a lot of them won't know anything about any of this.
Well, I was thinking of it as an agenda item. It's going to be a vote for the – well, you're going to have to vote on the revised PAG and APG anyway.
Right.
And we're going to have to either fix the problems or tell them that the problems are there and we need more guidance to fix them.
Okay. I just think we
– but you know,
consultation with Rita and Mike might just work better.
I think it's worth trying.
Okay. Dick, what are you feeling in terms of working just with Mike and Rita or versus sending the list to the entire MC?
I'm willing to give that a try, but I want to make sure we're clear on the details.
Okay, so we are holding off on sending 1118 to the MC.
Okay.
I'm going to wait until you and or Mitch have talked to Mike and Rita and gotten back to me about what you want to do. Is that
okay,
right?
And the specific questions, I think, are, let's look at the list of APG typos. Got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. There are 9 of them, and we're talking about number 5, which is the offset scaling factor, number 6, which is the 7 extra keywords, number 7, which is the inconsistent example in text, and then on the PAG, we're talking about the awkward wording in section 6.4. Those, I think, are the content ones. So I'll talk to Rita and Mike about those, and then we'll figure out where to go.
Okay. Sounds good. Okay, and when you get back to me, depending on what response we get from them, we can then potentially move forward providing a list of those changes alongside the documentation when we send them 3.11.18, or send the MC 3.11.18.
Yeah.
Anyway, why don't I wait till you guys get back to me, and then we'll figure out what the next step is after that.
Okay.
But I will hold off on sending 3-1118 then.
Okay.
Okay, I should write that down before I... 3-1118. Can you hold off on this? 37, all right, okay. Which leaves 3-1138. This was assigning some keywords to the image map projection object to satisfy the near-term needs of MRO while recognizing that in the long term we need to make some more significant changes to the object, but we're going to be doing that under PDS-4. So this is a short-term fix with the long-term fix still being handled by 3-1119. Everybody get a chance to review this?
I did.
Okay. Did anybody not get a chance? Is there anybody not prepared to vote on
this? SCR, are you talking about?
This is 1138.
I encouraged image map projection object?
Yes.
Okay.
Huh. Apparently my attempts to get a copy of an SCR didn't actually work.
3-1138. Let me double check. It's an RTF file. Wait, is there a PDF as well?
There's a PDF also.
Yeah, there it is. Okay.
I remember trying to download all of those things. But, oh, you know what? I bet I do have it in a different place. This may sever the phone connection, in which case I'll dial back in.
Okay. But essentially, there were 7 keywords. Keyword latitude light. Keyword latitude type. And then oblique projection, pole latitude, longitude, and rotation, and oblique projection, X, Y, and Z axis vector. Chris, you were on the working group on this, right? So you've reviewed this whole thing? I'm sorry, Chris, are you there? Oh, we lost Chris.
You may have stepped out, Elizabeth, but
okay.
Have reviewed it, and these are the keywords originally ingested for the Cassini radar.
Yeah, and actually, I requested Chris's feedback. I have reviewed the SDR and have only a few suggested edits below, and that was the update to the description field. Now, we had some argument on the blog about further changes to the description.
I thought it was a discussion. But
you're correct. We had some discussion on the blog. I guess it was both Todd and who else? Dick Simpson had comments on that.
Well, it was just I think it was on the phrase of the archive quality data product, all in uppercase, and it's not referenced anywhere else in the standards.
Let me see if I got
it. I had a couple of questions, too.
Yeah.
I guess the issue is, do we take them? Susie, what was the urgency on this one again? When is your deadline?
Well, let's see. LRO launches sometime this fall, in November, and they... 2-3 months after that, there'll be a delivery.
All right. I guess the question is then, do we pull this from a vote right now and take the time to beef up the description to meet the concerns that were raised on the blog? Let me see. Dick had concerns about the keyword latitude type keyword.
Well, now, wait a minute. I have no objection to revising the description. But as usual, one SCR uncovers a bunch of other problems.
Right.
It's a misnamed keyword. I think that should be a separate thing.
Well, this is one of the new keywords.
No, it was put in 2004, so it probably was for Cassini. If Patty.
Oh, so it's an existing keyword.
It's an existing keyword.
Okay. Then I agree with Susie that this is not the appropriate venue for fixing that keyword. Is there a latitude type keyword as well?
All of these keywords exist.
I understand that. Dick Simpson, you had suggested instead using the latitude type keyword. Does that exist already?
No.
Okay, then I have to agree with Susie on that one.
Question was, has keyword latitude type been used before? And I'm guessing the answer is yes.
Cassini radar map product.
Okay. I think it's a horrible keyword, but...
I agree with you, but given that it already exists in the data dictionary, I can't really blame the LRO folks from wanting to use it.
Oh, I understand.
In cleaning up the description, are there some grammatical improvements that could be made? What is a reduction of data redundancy, and what is an archival quality data product label? Okay. Okay, and again, these are all existing keywords, right, Susie?
Correct.
Okay, so the comments that Todd had were requirements about let me just read it. Is there any requirement that all three elements of the triplets, X, Y, Z, or latitude, longitude, rotation, be specified in order to fully define the vector? If so, this is not stated in the object description. Pardon me?
I don't know if strictly they are required, but I sure think it's a good idea.
I would imagine it is. What my question is the object description the appropriate place for it, or is the keyword description for those keywords the appropriate place for it?
Well, see, I thought this was similar to what we were doing with 1130.
Correct, but what I'm saying
just
is...
Just put a note in of a requirement of orthogonal completeness.
But in the case of 1130, we put that requirement in on the keyword descriptions themselves, not in the object description that contained them. So if we're going to fix these triplets so that they contain that requirement, then that fix should be made to the keyword element definitions, not to the image object or the image map projection object definition.
But isn't this just part of that bigger problem being addressed by 1119, where keyword dependencies are based on the projections?
It is, and again, this is something that should be solved. This is not the problem I was trying to fix.
Okay, which is basically the response that I had made to Todd in the blog, that he's got a valid point, but that it should probably be fixed in 3-1119. Okay, both Dick and Todd have made the comment about the archive quality data product label.
Oh, I didn't write the original description, so
I know. I think the issue is that once we put in...
It's Pandora's box.
Yes. When we put in Chris's changes, we open the Pandora's box on the definition. Let me get back to the...
Now, Elizabeth?
Yes.
Just can you double check? I think you have some red text there that isn't a change.
Yes, I basically showed the entire definition as being changed because it was difficult. Basically, what I did is in the SCR body, I showed the specific changes with crossed out text.
Okay.
Since I didn't have the crossed out text in the element definition object, since that is the thing I actually send to get updated in the data dictionary, I didn't know how to indicate text that had been dropped.
Okay.
So I decided to just make the entire description field
that's
red.
That's what kind of misled me a little bit. I didn't realize some of that terminology was really old and not new. But anyway, I made that comment in the blog.
Okay. Well, in the upper portion of the SCR,
yeah,
under proposed
yeah.
solution, that's where I made it clear exactly what
yep.
changes were being done here.
Yeah, I didn't realize that until I went back to an old version and looked.
Okay. Where is this thing that you guys, the archive quality data product label, whereabouts in the...
It's in towards the end of the description.
It's the fourth line from the end.
Fourth line from the okay, here we go. The image map projection object is to be included in an archive quality data product label.
Yeah, if they weren't capitalized, you'd be fine with it.
Yeah, basically.
Or you could just call it a data product label.
Yeah.
I mean, everything in... I mean, archive quality and non-archive quality, I don't even know the difference nowadays.
Okay, so if we dropped archive quality and made data product lowercase, a data product label all lowercase, would that solve the problem?
Yeah.
Okay, can we make that a lien against this SDR? Are people comfortable with just going ahead with that change?
Yes.
Okay, so let me get back to my minutes here. Okay, so lean, drop, archive, quality, set data product label to lowercase in fourth last line of description. Okay, with that one change, are people now prepared to vote on this as is, with the understanding that some of these other problems we need to provide as feedback to Chris on 3-1119?
If we're going to vote, then I need to ask the other SBN people if anybody's actually read this.
You mean me?
I mean either you or Lori.
Oh, I haven't read it.
I read through it. I don't have any comments one way or the other.
Well, apparently I wasn't actually able to download it. So.
Oh, here, I'm downloading it.
Let me summarize really quickly in the changes. We're dealing with the image map projection object. We've added 7 keywords that are already pre-existing keywords.
As optional.
As optional keywords, that's correct. They're not required. These keywords are required in order to properly define a map projection that apparently just wasn't used or considered at the time that this object was originally designed. And the necessity for this is the LRO mission. Actually, there's 2 missions here. How do you pronounce the other one, Susie? Chandrayaan?
Chandrayaan 1 is an Indian lunar mission.
Okay.
And I can't tell you the launch date because it apparently is a secret.
Oh, okay.
Well, it was supposed to be several months ago.
Yeah, and now they're saying maybe July.
Okay, so we've got the addition of these 7 optional keywords. I did minor things like changing the status note, that kind of thing. And then Chris added a couple of essentially editorial fixes to the description field, basically to clean up some grammatical errors and clarify some of the text.
What description field?
For
the keyword. For the object.
For the object, okay.
There's still some grammatical errors and ambiguities.
And have any changes been made to the appendix in the standards that refers to these objects?
No, that would have been too smart. Oh, for crying out loud, yes, we should have done that. Man, I should have caught that.
Then you'll need to do the usual quick search to see if there are any examples in the body of the standards that mention them as well.
And I had to be bopped on the head for missing that one.
I think I already checked that and did not find anything.
But the image map projection object itself
in
the appendix has got to be updated to include the optional keywords.
Why?
Why? Because it doesn't have the PSDD kludge in its keyword list.
Yeah. It has to be listed. It's got to be consistent with the data dictionary.
Oh.
We better end this telecom before my computer completely crashes on me. Okay, PDF data object definitions. There we go. Wow.
So PDF tech telecoms are now viruses?
It's beginning to seem like it. It seems like every time I get on the phone, either my internet connection goes down or...
It might be karma. Have you considered that?
Could very well be. All right. Okay, I'm afraid then, yes, we do need to go back and add the changes to the standards reference. Okay,
it's actually fairly simple.
Oh, it should be, yes.
Yeah, it should be very mechanical.
I don't know, is it simple enough? I mean, it basically means adding those keywords as optional keywords in appendix...
B14.
B14?
Yep. And it's the simple list. You don't need to add them to the example.
Right.
It's optional.
There's nothing in the text.
The question is, while you're doing this, do Chris's edits to the description field in the data dictionary merit being folded into the description in the standards reference?
Okay.
They clarify things.
Okay. So add list of optional keywords and update text to reflect.
If that's easy, Elizabeth, if it's not easy, leave the text alone. That would
okay.
be my recommendation.
Okay. Or if not, leave alone. Okay, now, Dick, you made a comment about there being other errors. Do you believe that we need to get those fixed now, or...
Well, I wouldn't mind.
Go ahead and vote on it. Okay, well...
But I've got one more question.
Sure.
I'm guessing that Cassini Radar was given a waiver to put this stuff in, or did they just go ahead and do it?
Patty, were you dealing with Cassini Radar or with HiRISE?
Both.
Okay, because you said HiRISE had a waiver, right?
Yes, HiRISE had a waiver, but that was to exclude stuff that at the time was
required?
And I guess still is required.
Okay, what's the issue with Cassini radar, and who's dealing with them?
Well, I don't think there is an issue with Cassini radar. Randy Kirk wrote up the descriptions for these keywords for their use in the Cassini radar products, and they were used in the image map projection.
So right now they are under a waiver then, because the keywords weren't permitted prior to this SCR.
Yeah, and Steve helped to ingest those, and my apologies if it wasn't done correctly.
So why not do the same for these on LRO and Chandrayaan?
Well, why not bring the standards into...
But we're saying this is a Band-Aid anyway.
And it's the tail wagging the dog, which isn't the way standards organizations are supposed to work.
No, but if these keywords are actually required to properly define these map projections, then, I mean, at least by putting them into the image map projection object now, we allow proper validation of the labels on the new missions.
Exactly.
Yes, that's right.
And frankly, we will then bring Cassini into compliance.
No.
Yeah, and frankly, I don't think this one is the tail wagging the dog. I think this is the dog catching up.
I mean, I just thought this was correcting an oversight that someone had forgotten.
I agree. I mean, what it sounds like is for the Cassini, the keyword list was identified, but it was not properly added to the image map projection object at the time. It's just, yeah, I agree with Susie. It's fixing an error.
Yeah, I agree. That's exactly it.
So it's not a standards change. It's just correcting an oversight.
I don't think this is a...
Well, go ahead.
I was just going to say, I really don't think this is a tail wagging the dog thing. I think this is a legitimate change.
I agree.
Okay. Dick, did you want to identify, have you got some things that you're actually looking at that are typographical errors? Or?
Sure. If you go back to archive quality, data product label, four lines above, there's a line that says shifted or flipped prior to it being physically recorded. It should be its.
Removed.
What do you mean removed?
Oh, I'm sorry, you're right, yeah. I was going to say prior to...
its being removed.
Actually, you could do it without it completely, couldn't you? An image may have been shifted or flipped prior to being physically recorded.
Well, that's true.
That's better without the it.
Yeah.
Partially because we don't have to read another SCR to take the apostrophe out of its once it appears in the standard.
Okay.
About four lines before that, there's a couple of places where we have information reside. It kind of depends on whether you view information as plural or not.
Data is. I don't know about information.
But this is, the subject is information and the verb is reside, and reside occurs twice.
And resides occurs the rest of the time.
The map projection information I see what you mean, resides. Well, what is, I actually don't know on information. Like I say, I know data, but I don't know the information.
Well, I always think of it as singular.
Okay, so the information resides in these two objects, essentially to reduce data.
Can we just say is in? The map projection information is in these two objects.
It's still singular.
Information that is applicable to the complete data set.
Right.
I don't see where it says reside.
It's in the 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10th line.
Got it.
And then the 12th line again. So 10th and 12th lines. Okay.
10th and 12th, I'm lost. That's okay.
Of the description field.
Can you find basically? The
actually,
sentence that
you know
starts
what?
With basically.
And I also need to make it clear, I'm talking about the 10th and 12th lines of the description as it's in the upper portion of the SCR, not in the...
The proposed solution.
Right. It's, yeah, in the, you got it. In 10th and 12th lines, change, reside, to... Okay, anything else, Dick?
Line 7, reduce data redundancy. That's just kind of a throwaway term.
The map projection information resides in these two objects essentially to reduce data redundancy.
I have no idea what that means.
I think what it is, the way I would read that is to avoid...
I remember what it means.
Oh, you know what? What you can do is you can include the entire map projection object probably in an external file. If I don't know, is that true?
information than every data product. No. Something like that, isn't it?
The idea was that there were keywords about map projections that would be the same for every image, so those were extracted and put into the data set map projection object. So thereby you avoid the redundancy repeating.
Okay, but if they're in the map projection object, as long as that object still needs to be included in every label, the only way you're actually reducing your volume of information here is by having that in an include file, a pointer, or what the heck do we call them?
No. It's a general idea, but not in an include file. It goes into the things that are the same for every label go into the data set map projection object, which is one file.
The data set map projection
file. Yeah, it's a catalog file.
The image map projection object.
Ah, I missed that.
The required sub-object, which is a catalog object, a reference to the data set.
Yeah, and we won't even go to what VTool thinks of this arrangement.
Okay, I've got you. Okay, so what we actually have is not data redundancy. What we have is metadata redundancy.
Yeah.
Or you could just say reduce redundancy, and nobody will still know what's being reduced, but at least you'll know it's good.
Okay, what are we doing? Are we dropping data, or are we changing it to metadata?
My question is, why do you need that sentence at all? I mean, it sounds like ad copy.
It's to convince data users why they should use these things.
Stop right there. If the purpose of the sentence is to convince, it doesn't belong in the standards document. Standards are not ad copy.
It is essential because this is not obvious to some users to point out that there are two places in which you describe your map projection.
Okay, I can buy that. To process the data at the image level. Yes, that makes sense, Susie. But I agree, we either drop data or we change it to metadata. Opinions on that?
Drop it.
Any other opinions on that?
I would drop it.
Okay.
Why do we have the word essentially in there?
The map projection information resides in these two objects. Okay, drop essentially as well. I got no problem with that.
Yeah, it's kind of, unnecessary.
Drop essentially. And data. All right. Okay, any other things, Dick?
Those are the only ones I found and marked up.
Okay. That reside in the dataset map projection object, blah, 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 dynamic information. Let's give the mapping of pixels. Okay. All right, so here's the list of liens I've now got against this SCR. We need to update Appendix B14 of the standards reference to reflect the changes that we're making to the data dictionary. Within the description field, in the 7th line, we're going to drop essentially in data. In the 10th and 12th lines, we're going to change reside to resides. Down near the bottom, I think it's roughly 8th line from the end, we're going to drop it. And in the 4th last line, we're going to drop archive quality and lower, set data product label to lowercase. Okay, with those liens against the SCR, are people ready to vote on this?
Take your best shot.
I'm sorry, what was the last comment?
Take your best shot. Let's vote and see what happens.
All right, okay. Go ahead and tell me whether you approve or disapprove of the SCR and whether or not you believe it needs to be approved by MC. Atmospheres.
Susie, are you happy with this?
Yes.
And I approve of direct implementation.
Okay. Geo.
Approve. Direct implementation.
Imaging.
Approve to implementation.
NAIF.
Approve to implementation.
PPI.
Approve to implementation.
Rings.
Approve to implementation.
Radio sciences.
Abstain to implementation.
Okay. SBN?
Abstain, insufficient review.
I have now read it, Anne.
You have an opinion?
I think with the changes that are proposed, it looks okay to me.
All righty then. Go ahead and send it to implementation.
Okay. So that's an approve?
Yes.
Okay. Engineering, Ron, you got an opinion either way?
No.
Okay, I'm ready to approve this direct implementation. Okay, great. Thank you. Now, unfortunately, the thing that I forgot to list on the agenda that we were directed by the MC to do was to review the criteria for the SCR gateway and come up with a list of criteria. Did everybody get a chance to go and look at the blog discussion and provide some comments?
No.
No.
Okay.
Blog discussion.
Yeah. Okay, I sent out an email showing that there was a I've created an entry on the blog. I've got comments from Dick and Todd. The title of it is PDS3 SDR Gateway. I guess what I would do is encourage everybody to go ahead and take a look at that and provide some feedback. I haven't even provided my feedback, and I had some. So.
Oh, that was on the criteria.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
I thought we were okay. Never mind.
Yeah. Not the priorities.
Right. I got off track on that.
Me too.
Yeah. Okay.
Sorry, Elizabeth. Sorry. On which email are you talking about?
Let me see if I can find it.
Actually, my comments were pretty. I guess, substantial change in the...
Yes, and I actually agreed with some of your comments about... I was uncomfortable with...
Chris, May 14th, PDS3 SCR criteria.
Thank you.
Thank you. Yeah, you got it. I'm kind of stuck. We need to move on this. I guess what I'm going to do is encourage everybody, please, before the end of the week, go look at the blog, provide some feedback. And then I think what we'll do is Ron and I will try and, after reviewing all of the comments that have been provided, come up with a draft list of criteria to then send out for a vote.
Yeah.
So I
yeah.
think that's the best we can do in terms of moving ahead on this.
Yeah. Have you know? Let the comment period in next week, and then you and Ron work up a draft criteria.
Okay. When you say next week.
Or whenever. Pick a date.
Okay. Can everybody get to it by the end of the day Friday, or at least by the end of the weekend?
I think
okay.
It's a long weekend.
I think it's reasonable.
No, I can't. I can guarantee you right now I can't.
Okay. Can you have one of your other SBN folks do that? Is that a possibility?
We can try.
I can do it.
All righty.
Okay. Then let's say by start of day Monday morning, Ron and I are going to have the freedom to go in and start, assuming we've got the comments, and we're going to try reworking the criteria at that point. So,
do you work Monday?
Oh, I'm sorry. That's
Memorial
right. Memorial
Day.
Yeah. Okay, well, you guys have got an extra day then.
I'm still trying to find the email. What date was that?
It was May 14th. It was sent out to the entire PDS Tech group.
And it's called SDR Criteria.
PDS3 space SDR space Criteria.
Got
if you
it.
Search on that, you should find it.
I've
yeah.
got it. Okay.
Okay, sounds good. So as of Tuesday morning, Ron and I will get to work on this, and then we'll try and get something to the we'll get it out for approval after that and then get it on to the MC. Okay, folks, I think that's all I've got. Are there any other issues anyone needs to bring up?
Other than I'd like us to kind of finish up the prioritization of the SCRs. Weren't we like
we had just a few left. Let me see if I can pull up my list of what was left.
I think we should do that, certainly before the July face-to-face. So.
Okay. We didn't even have eight. We had one. We had about five left.
Okay, five left. I was
guessing
from memory.
I'm sorry. Oh, no, wait. What the heck's going on here? I thought they meant to continue with SE. It was a person. So target name resolution service. I think we decided PDS4 on that. The resource class, Steve said that one had already been taken care of. Underscored quoted values. We have worked on that forever.
Right, but, I mean, we could do this next telecon, but I think it should be on
the
agenda.
The list is what you're saying? Okay, good point. Okay, so I will add that, where are my minutes here?
Just to finish it up in terms of an open review,
and
let others, if others think that something was dealt with or it's obsolete or whatever, just do it in the open, discuss it in the open.
Okay, so we need that, and then before next meeting, before start of day Tuesday, provide comments on SCR criteria.
Because we may have, two more telecons before the management council face-to-face?
When did you say the face-to-face was?
It's like July 7, 8, 9 or something, or 7 and 8. First week of July.
First week of July, that sounds great.
Well, it's, you know, after
Oh, it's after the July 4th holiday?
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
There's a telecon before that, though.
For a management council, yeah.
Okay, so we want to get stuff done by then.
Well, I think we have to think about what we want to put in our telecons, our next two telecons. What do we want to accomplish before that? And we were tasked by management council to do a couple of things, I thought.
I knew about this one. Is the checksum?
The checksum's the other one, but that's supposed to be dealt with in the working group.
Right, and what is their expectation of the timeline on that?
I think it's supposed to be implemented by March.
Of next year?
Yes.
Okay.
I thought a plan was supposed to be put in front of the management council.
No.
Sort of vision.
No, they just wanted it done by March.
Okay. I'm not even aware of the working group or anything on that one. I've heard nothing about that.
They're not doing anything right now yet. I think they're still ramping up to it.
Dan actually wanted that checksum thing put in to provide a focus for the working group, and since he's chairing the working group, I think this is basically his project for the moment.
Okay, until there's actually something in my queue, I'm not going to be pestering people about it, so maybe I need to talk to him about at least getting getting an SDR ID assigned to it or something like that.
Well,
if it belongs in the standards.
I presume when they come up with something, they will send it to us.
Okay.
I don't think you necessarily have to worry about it, but you should probably be aware that it's
out there.
It's sitting out there, yeah.
Okay. All right.
And remind him it takes a couple of weeks to get things through the tech group.
Yeah, that's a good point. All right, it is... Why in the world did I have 29? That's weird. Okay, next telecon. Where's my meeting maker? Everything is crawling today. Anybody got a calendar in front of them?
Sure. What do you want to know?
That would
I
be June 4.
I want to know 2 weeks from today. June 4?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Susie, does that interfere with any of your meetings? Your,
Hold on. Let me look. Hold on.
June 4th is the next one. July 9th is the one following.
So June 4th is a conflict.
June 4th is... I can go to the first hour, but if we go over an hour, I would have to leave.
Yeah, we want to try to avoid their mission interface group.
Yeah.
Oh, I thought the mission interface group was on the 28th.
No, that's not what the conflict is. There's a messenger dog the first Wednesday of the month.
I will be on vacation on June 4th. Well, I think the next mission interface is June 4th.
No.
I think it's the 29th.
We're moving the mission interfaces to the last week of the month rather
than...
So
it's May 28th?
Yeah.
Well, that throws out my idea. Okay, well, then that pushes us to June 11th.
Small bodies note will be in an all-day meeting on the 11th, all day.
Well, I'll be gone at a meeting, too.
So we're missing two nodes on June 11th. We're missing one and a half on June 4th. Is that what I'm hearing?
Susie, I have the messenger telecon for 11 o'clock Pacific.
For 11? Oh.
Right.
So that affects Susie?
That gives you 2 hours.
2 hours?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, you're right, I guess.
Okay, was it Chris or Lyle that said that they wouldn't be available on the 4th?
I thought Lyle.
Lyle, okay, so we miss one node then. June 4th sounds like the best solution then. And Lyle, basically, what is your vacation?
Huh?
When are you gone? Are you gone the whole week?
Yeah, the first whole week.
Okay, so if there's...
Unless you want to send Ron down to Disneyland to track me down.
Just take yourself on, and we'll be calling you in. And yeah,
Ron works there.
If there's any critical issues that I'm aware of that
satellite,
are coming up for a vote, I'll try and let you know before then. But I don't think there's anything that I'm seeing coming down the pike that fast. So.
Nothing like a complete overhaul of the PAG, APG, and then standards reference.
You could always call in and tell her how to vote for you.
There we go. All right, so next meeting is tentatively June 4th. Lyle will be absent.
And I have a request before we hit that meeting.
Sure.
You did a spreadsheet on the SCR status, and then as we walked through them, you were jotting down changes.
Yes, I have been working for the last 2 weeks on trying to get the minutes for the last meeting out, which would basically have the output of that spreadsheet, yes.
Yeah. Because it would be nice to see the updated spreadsheet before we
I gotcha. Okay. Yes, I can try and do that. And then, like I say, I'm also trying to work on getting the minutes out. The problem is I've been going through, and at each SCR as I hit it, I've been trying to take care of all the actions that came out of it. So.
Oh, that Elizabeth.
Yeah.
The one that we passed just now with all the little changes to the description.
Yes.
Who makes those changes?
I would. Oh, that's a good point. Doesn't matter. Do you want to do them or do you want me to?
Well, if I just didn't know if you were expecting me to do them. If you are, then I will. I wrote it all down.
Why don't you go ahead and do it?
Okay.
I guess that makes, yeah. I should be delegating, so yes, okay, I will let you do that. And then go ahead and send it to me when you're done. And I can get the email sent out to the MC letting them know we approved it.
Okay.
Okay, great. Thank you. Any other questions? All right, then we're done. I guess we'll talk to you folks in 2 weeks.
All righty.
Okay, take care. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Good night.